The former mayor of Antrim says a visit by the British Nationalist Party leader, Nick Griffin, to the town last weekend isn't helping race relations in the area. Ulster Unionist Councillor Adrian Watson claims that the BNP MEP was not wanted in Antrim and was told to get out. Adrian, good morning to you.
Evening.
Morning to you, Adrian. Can you hear me?
I can indeed, yeah.
There you are. And the BNP's Nick Griffin with us today as well. Morning to you, Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Adrian, what are your thoughts?
Simply, Stephen, I think we've had our fair share of problems in Antrim. Like most towns, we've got a growing ethnic minority community, and we're committed to working with them and to working with an entire community in the town of Antrim. And I'm sorry, the presence of the British National Party handing out their propaganda on Saturday at a foot band parade in the Steeple area, Park Hall area, was not wanted, and the organisers have made that very clear. They did not issue an invitation to the British National Party, and it does not help community relations in this town to have them on the streets, literally 50 yards away from where a Polish couple had a pipe bomb put outside their front door last November. And really, we're working hard, and we don't want these type of politics.
What type of politics do you think the BNP represents?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that there's very much a policy of intolerance, and there's a controversial agenda to the British National Party. And I would add, they stood in South Antrim at the Assembly elections in May 2011, and they got 1.2% of the vote. So I think there's no agenda for them, and there's no vote base for them here. And I really don't feel they're adding anything to the political dimension.
Nick Griffin.
Of community relations.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously we were there on Saturday. We got a great response from people.
I would beg to differ there, Nick.
Well, Mr. Watson, I didn't see you there.
The place. You were told to stop handing out your propaganda.
No, we were not. Not at all.
You were indeed, Nick. I was there myself. I was phoned and come down. And the organisers of the band play did not invite you and ask you to leave.
Yeah, of course we weren't invited. They don't invite people. You know, but it's a public place. Antrim isn't run by the Unionist Party. It's part of the United Kingdom. We can go any way we like. And we had a great response from people both in the town of Antrim and up at the steeple as well. We left because we had another meeting to go on to.
Why did you come to Northern Ireland, Mr. Griffin?
Because it's part of the United Kingdom. I was doing a fundraising campaign for our very important London Assembly election, which is coming up on May the 3rd. I've been in Northern Ireland, I think, four times the last year. We've got a great team of people there working very hard. And we're getting a really good response from people because lots of ordinary people are really sick and tired of people like the Ulster Unionists saying, yes, we're flooding your country with a growing ethnic minority population, and no, you can't complain about it. People are really angry about that.
What do you mean flooding the country?
Well, as Mr. Watson himself said, there's a growing ethnic population in Antrim. I was in South Belfast over the weekend. I couldn't believe my eyes the extent to which South Belfast has changed. You know, huge parts of it are no longer recognisable as part of Europe, let alone the United Kingdom.
Sorry, recognisable in what way?
Just in terms of the people walking around, the voices, the languages you hear. It's patently obvious, don't try and pretend, that large parts of Northern Ireland, particularly Belfast, are still either Irish or Northern Irish or British. They're simply not. Parts of them are like Africa. Now, if the people of Northern Ireland had said yes, do it, that would be fair enough. But there's no democratic mandate for the change that's being imposed on Northern Ireland.
Mr. Griffin, I'm sure the people who actually live in Northern Ireland and eat and breathe Northern Ireland will be very vociferous in telling you today that they accept people of all walks of life in Northern Ireland. And we've had a lot of people who have died here in this country because we couldn't accept each other. And Northern Ireland has moved forward. And I just wonder what you contribute to this country by describing other human beings, decent human beings, as unacceptable.
No, it's not the people that are unacceptable. It's the fact that the indigenous people in Northern Ireland haven't been asked by the political elite if it's okay before they set about radically changing Northern Ireland. And you talk very rightly about the troubles there were when two communities couldn't get along.
Do you not stand here, by the way?
How much more trouble
Stephen,
is being brought up when there's going to be a dozen communities?
So Nick's talking about the political agenda here. He has tried to stand in Southampton, where I live, and he was soundly beaten at the polls. So what right has he to come over to Antrim, to the people of Park Hall and Steeple, And by the way, Nick, they don't vote in the London mayoral elections, so I don't see why you're here anyway.
I was there with our people fundraising.
But I'm sorry, they do have an interest in good community relations, and they do have an interest in working with their neighbours and their friends. And that event, the organisers of that event, the Steepleflip Band, have made huge inroads in promoting their culture, their heritage, their British heritage, and they want to encourage their neighbours, whether they're Polish, Slovakian, or whatever. And I can tell you that that young couple who had a pipe bomb at their door were invited specially to the Kids Fun Day.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely tremendous. And I think that what the organisers of things like the Steeple event all over Northern Ireland have done in terms of promoting the traditional British and Ulster culture is really, really good. That's an entirely different question to the point that the political elite of Northern Ireland, including the Ulster Unionists, who often lose elections, but they're still allowed to carry on, of course.
Many seats have you in Northern Ireland, Nick?
We don't have any.
When you stood in Northern Ireland, how successful were you?
Well, what happened there, we got a fantastic response from the public, but as you well know, the DUP played a very clever trick with saying...
So you lost.
...saying you've got a choice between Robinson and McGuinness, and everyone was panicked.
So you lost. How successful were you?
Voting over the issue.
How many votes did you get?
We didn't get a very large vote, but we gave the people a choice.
How many votes did you get, Nick?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. We gave the people a choice.
Oh, it matters, all right.
That's what democracy is about.
Democracy is about you finding out how much public support you've got, Mr. Griffin. How many votes did you get?
I don't actually remember. It wasn't very many, but I can tell you we had a lot more support on the streets from people saying, we agree with you, but we've got to vote
for Robinson
to keep out McGuinness.
No votes, Griffin. No votes.
Don't be silly, man.
Don't be silly? You're talking about a democracy. You're talking about tremendous support. Yep. And then when we actually nail it down to how much support,
it's a tremendous
you've got none.
Support of
you've got none.
People were panicked into voting for Robinson.
No, they weren't. Don't start to patronise the Northern Ireland public. Hold on a second. Don't start to patronise the Northern Ireland public. The Northern Ireland public are very well used to voting as they intellectually decide to do so. Don't suggest they were panicked.
People
in Northern Ireland aren't panicked about voting.
Voting against McGuinness. You know that's the case.
So they didn't have
the
intellect.
You know that you people are not giving the public a choice and a voice. You're not listening to the public on immigration.
I just say,
the public say stop.
I give the people of Parkhall and Steve. I work very hard for them, 7 days a week. I worked with this flip band in organising this parade.
Very good. Yeah, that was tremendous.
Really well done. They have changed and promoted their culture, their heritage, and be a totally inclusive event, and opened up to their neighbours and their friends, and there were literally thousands of people there. Your presence there was not welcomed.
Haven't said that, Adrian. He's an MEP.
To come to the town of Antrim. In fact, why don't you come here and stand? If the people of Antrim want you or one of your representatives instead of people like me in the Ulster Unionist Party, I'll gladly accept it.
Adrian Watson, the bottom line is this. He's an MEP. He's entitled to go where he wants.
Well, I don't believe he is entitled to go and put out the politics of hatred and the politics of intolerance. And I'm sorry, Nick, would you have joined me and knocked the door of that Polish couple, and would you sympathise with them and getting a pipe bomb put out?
Absolutely. We have Polish members and ethnic minority members on the mainland. What we're saying is it's not a matter of a few people who integrate. It's when you get what you're getting now in South Belfast, for instance, which is a huge change of the population without a democratic mandate. Something's gone badly wrong.
What would you do with those people who are in this country who weren't Indigenous, who weren't born here? What would you do with them?
We'd shut the door so no more come in because the country's full. And if they're going to integrate and accept our ways and work and pay taxes here, that's fine. But the ones who are trouble, the ones who are living off the state, i.e. the taxpayer, we simply send them home.
Oh, so people from an ethnic background who are on benefits, you would send home?
If they've only recently arrived and there's no jobs here for them, yes. I mean, the real issue, the leaflet we were putting out...
Well, how recently arrived? What's your policy? How recent's recent?
Well, all the ones who've arrived here because we're now in an expanded European Union, so they've now got the right to work in Britain, had that right for 3 or 4 years. We would withdraw from the European Union because it's a disaster for Britain. They would lose their right to work in Britain, and over the next 18 months, they'd go home and local people would take those jobs.
So anyone who has come to Northern Ireland, or indeed the United Kingdom, within the last 4 years, who's on benefits, the BNP would send home?
I think that'd be a very good move, yeah.
I think most
people agree.
Because
we haven't got enough money for our own people,
the Scots community, the Irish community, have emigrated throughout the world. We have built America. We have built Canada. We have built Australia. You know that as well as I do. There's such a rich Ulster Scots and Irish.
Absolutely. Yep.
If those people
they went and worked and they became Australian.
Issues, whatever, fallen in bad times. Would you appreciate it if the U.S. government just sends them home?
No, but the U.S. government wouldn't, because they went to America and they worked. You hit the nail on the head. You said they built that place. They didn't sit and sponge. They didn't ask for translators. They got on and worked. They became Americans. They became Australians of Ulster Scots background, and they're great citizens. They weren't sponges. They weren't criminals.
How many people?
So they're welcome there.
How many people from an ethnic background that you referred to in South Belfast were unemployed?
I don't know.
Oh, right. I thought you were criticising them 2 seconds ago.
No, but I'm saying the ones who are unemployed and sponging off the state while our own people are going hungry.
How many?
Why on earth should we look after them?
A leader of a party. You don't know how many votes you got in Northern Ireland. You don't know how many people from ethnic minority background were unemployed and yet you're criticising them.
Do you know how many people of ethnic minority background are unemployed in South Belfast?
Absolutely not, nor do I really care. Because I would view those people... Because, Mr. Griffin, I would view those people who are unemployed of an ethnic minority background in exactly the same way as those people who are unemployed who were born here.
Well,
what's the difference?
You may well, but I'll tell you what, that most ordinary working class people in all of the UK, including Northern Ireland, think that those people are taking their jobs and their homes and their benefits, and that the people have paid in, whatever their ethnic background, people have paid into the system for a generation or so, they should go to the front of the queue in front of people who've just arrived from Africa or Eastern Europe.
Do you know what? You've nailed it, Mr. Griffin, because you've talked about the working class people. You happen to be talking on the biggest radio show in Northern Ireland, and there are lots of working class people, and there are lots of middle class people, and there are lots of upper class people that listen to this. So let's just see what they actually think today. Here's what we do know. No, Adrian, wait, Adrian Watson, don't speak me down, don't talk me down. Here's Michael in Belfast. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen, again. Stephen, we could do without that poison that Nick Griffin's spreading. You know, it's reminiscent of a man in the 1930s who took Europe to war and slaughtered 6 million people in the Holocaust. One's enough. We don't need another one.
Michael, thank you. Paul, next morning, Paul.
Morning, Stephen. I'd like to make a couple of points. I'll be as brief as I can. Firstly, Nick Griffin, speaking as a working class man living here in Northern Ireland, Nick Griffin doesn't represent me, and he doesn't represent the majority of the people who are like me. Secondly, Nick Griffin is a member of the British National Party. He doesn't represent anybody in Northern Ireland. He doesn't even represent Northern Ireland, as we are not part of Britain. We're part of the United Kingdom, not part of Britain. And also, I heard on the news this morning the story of an African family who had been forced from their home in a Dundonald housing estate by exactly the kind of people that this man represents, which is a minority of ignorant people. And I'd just like to say to Nick Griffin the same thing as he said to many people who have moved to this country for whatever reason: go back where you came from, mate. You're not welcome.
Why don't you let him respond to you, Nick?
I didn't say I represent anyone in Northern Ireland. I said that the British National Party is giving people a choice. And I think that's the important thing. And, you know, if callers to the BBC don't like me, we're well used to biased BBC audiences. I know perfectly well, as do your callers, that there's a lot of people in Northern Ireland who think that none of the parties there are actually representing their views when they say, immigration, we've had enough.
I think Stephen does like you, and there's nothing biased about this show, by the way, Mr. Griffin. You'll hear it as it is. That I can promise you. Morning to you, Stephen.
Hello. Nick, first of all, can I welcome you to the biggest radio show in the country?
Thank you.
We need your politics in Northern Ireland, and the sooner that you get established in Northern Ireland, the better, because Northern Ireland has become a mongrel nation, and we, the white indigenous people, are going to be outbred in 20 years' time. You only have to look at the every available space in Northern Ireland, and the Roma community have set up car washes in it, and every one of them is illegal. Every one of them are doing the double. They're not paying their taxes.
Well, actually, that you do not know. You do not know that,
Stephen,
as a fact. No,
I've
got Stephen,
very friendly with a lot of them.
Well, do you know what, Stephen? You can get friendly if you like, but you don't know, and that's why I'm stopping you, because you simply do not know.
Well,
Claire in Belfast. Morning, Claire.
Morning, Stephen. I'm just phoning up to say that I'm from Antrim Town, and I now live and I have done for a long time in South Belfast. And I have joined the Green Party in Northern Ireland because I strongly believe that Northern Ireland and all the people in Northern Ireland deserve more political representation and other political voices to be heard as well. Whether that's to be the British National Party, I'm not really sure, but if that's what the people want, then go for it. But I think the last thing we need is another nationalist party in Northern Ireland. And to be honest, I absolutely welcome multiculturalism coming into Northern Ireland as well, because we have grown up in a society that has been full of sectarianism, it's been segregated, and we've had conflict for so long that it's great to actually see other people coming from all over the world to show us that other things happen, that there's other cultures out there, that there's people doing other things as well. And it sort of lifts us out of our own wee smaller world view, I suppose. And I absolutely think it's great. I can't believe that Nick Griffin is coming over and telling people of Antrim Town the stuff that he's doing. It's awful.
Here's Alan in Portadown. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, Stephen. Whilst not a supporter of Nick Griffin, I would like to relate to some of the things he's saying. We have some areas of Portadown, namely two, which are virtually white free now. There's no locals left. Those that are left are elderly, and these areas are just completely full of foreign nationals. Our health clinic has been overrun.
When you talk about foreign nationals, what do you object about a foreign national?
I don't object anything. You put too much tea.
So why do you define them? Why define them?
It's ruined. And they just flooded Portadown. And I'm not doing this. Comes from both sides of the community. It's not picking on foreign nationals as per se, because I have some good friends. It's just they have flooded Portadown. And Portadown is flooded. You know, it's spot the white man on Saturday. That's a, you know, it's not even white man. You know, we are under stress in Portadown by this, because there's areas of Portadown that you don't see a white person. Areas where housing, where people were getting married two up, two downs, now don't have the opportunity to get on to even to buy a house.
You know, it's just simply not true. I'm sorry.
It is factually.
Well, you can live in Portadown. I don't care whether you live in Auchindoy, Portadown, Belfast, Donaghadee. I don't care. It is simply not true what you just said. There are areas in Portadown where you do not see a white person. Wise up.
I never said that.
That's exactly what you said. It's exactly what you said. 90% untrue. Are you trying to tell me 90% of the people who live in Portadown aren't white? Don't be farcical.
I didn't say Portadown.
What areas? Name them.
There would be the tunnel area in Portadown.
Where 90% aren't white. Yes. Don't be ridiculous.
Where no foreign nationals.